from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. A decade-long battle between the State Ethics Commission and a former candidate for governor will continue. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on yesterday's meeting of the State Ethics Commission.
An ethics case against Republican John Oxendine will have a special hearing August 21st. The first ethics complaint was filed in 2009 and the most recent in 2017. Allegations include misspending campaign contributions and illegal loans from Oxendine's campaign to his business. Oxendine's attorney was not able to attend the meeting, so the preliminary hearing is continued until next month. The Ethics Commission says it has around 140 cases still pending. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A former Henry County police officer has been indicted on charges of violating his duty as a law enforcement officer. David Rose was formally charged with two counts of violation of oath by a public officer and one count of simple battery, false official writings, and making a false statement. He turned himself in following the indictment and is now out on bond. During a traffic stop in 2017, Rose choked Desmond Morrow, a former NFL player who is black, while Morrow was on the ground and handcuffed. The incident was captured on video. An internal affairs investigation later revealed that Rose used unnecessary force. The number of reported hepatitis A infections in Georgia is on the rise. The state is dealing with hundreds of cases in the midst of the outbreak, mostly in Northwest Georgia. Speaking to WSB, Dr. Zachary Taylor, who oversees the Northwest Georgia Health District, says drug users are especially at risk.
It is tied to these networks of people who use drugs, but it's not restricted to people who use opioids. It's people who use methamphetamines, people who use cocaine, people who smoke marijuana.
The health department is offering free vaccinations in the area. There have been 300 reported cases of hepatitis A in Georgia this year, compared to only 24 cases in all of 2017.